You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Onions, yes, we've got a winner. The last time I dropped a prop bet podcast, I went 5-2 on Friday. That made it 13 consecutive winning days. Today, I'll see if I can hit number 14. So let's quickly recap the card for Friday. I missed my absolute best bet again. I had Duncan Robinson under the 13.5 points. He scored 17. My unders went 2-1 on the card. I lost on Bobby Portis under the 12.5. He scored 14. I cashed on Tobias Harris, the under 17.5. He finished with 15. I cashed on Kyle Kuzma under the 21.5. He scored 14. My overs went the perfect 3-0. I cashed on Bruce Brown over the 9.5. He scored 12. I cashed on Bogdan Bogdanovic. I can't pronounce names. Over the 13.5. He eked it out with 14. And I cashed on Josh Giddey over the 10.5. He scored 12. So that's the past. Let's get to the card for Tuesday and see if we can make it 14 straight. I'm going to start with my absolute best bet. I loved it a little bit more at 20.5, but I'm still going to play it at 19.5. It's Jalen Williams of the Oklahoma City Thunder under the 19.5 points against Houston at the minus 105. So the Rockets rank 7th defending the position. They're the 3rd-best team defending the 3, and they rank 5th in field goal percentage allowed. Williams is averaging 19.1 points per game of the season, right around this number, 17 points per game since the All-Star break, but he has gone over in 4 of the last 7 games of the month of February. Steady uptick in attempts for Williams, increasing each of the last 4 months. His shooting percentage has been rock solid at 54.1% on the season. 2 games against the Rockets this year. Game number 1, 33 minutes, 5 of 13 shooting, 13 points. Sign me up for that one again. Game number 2, 36 minutes, 9 of 22 shooting, 22 points. Game 2 actually happened to be on Sunday, and that was 8 attempts more than his season average, and he still only went over by 2.5 points. So I see value to the under tonight. I don't see him getting 22 attempts again tonight. So give me Jalen Williams of the OKC Thunder under the 19.5 points at the minus 105. Next up on the card, it's DeAndre Ayton of the Portland Trail Blazers under the 16.5 points against Miami at the minus 115. This was at 17.5, so I lost a point of value here again. So the Heat rank 3rd defending the position. They give up the 4th fewest points in the NBA, but they do have issues defending the glass, ranking 25th, so keep that in mind. That does concern me. Ayton is averaging 14.4 points per game of the season. I like that number, but February, he's been really good. He's averaging 17.9 points per game, and he's shooting 63.4% from the field. That's really scary. He's gone over in 5 of 6 games and 10 of 12 games, so you can make a strong argument for the over, but I'm still going to go on the under here. Give me DeAndre Ayton of the Blazers under the 16.5 points at the minus 115. Next up on the card, it's Cade Cunningham of the Detroit Pistons under 22.5 points at Chicago, heavily weighted here at the minus 130. So the Bulls rank 2nd defending the position. They rank 11th in total points allowed. Cunningham had an interesting game last night, scoring 32 points after starting 8 of 8 from the field, but then he was held scoreless in the final 15 minutes of the game. Same game regression last night, I guess. On the season, Cunningham is averaging 22.4 points per game, 21.3 points per game in the month of February, and has gone over in all 3 games since the All-Star break on well above average attempts and shooting percentage. The cool-off maybe started last night. I expect it to continue tonight. 2 games against the Bulls this season. Game number 1, 40 minutes, 9 of 19 shooting, 25 points. I don't want to see that stat line again. Game number two, 38 minutes, 4 of 15 shooting, 10 points. I'll take a repeat of number two, please. Give me the under on Cade Cunningham of the Pistons, under the 22.5 points at the minus 130. Next up in the card for me, it's my final under on the card. It's Jalen Brunson of the New York Knicks, under 30.5 points against New Orleans at the minus 110. So the Pelicans actually rank fifth defending the position. They rank second defending the three, and they rank sixth in field goal percentage allowed. Brunson is averaging 27.7 points per game. He's gone over the number in back-to-back, scoring 34 against the Celtics on Saturday and 35 last night against the Pistons. 9 games in the month of February, he's averaging 32.4 points per game. 1 game against the Pelicans this year, 31 minutes, just 4 of 14 shooting for 14 points. So I don't expect things to be that easy tonight, but I'm still going to take the under here. Give me Jalen Brunson of the Knicks, under the 30.5 points against New Orleans at the minus 110.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up on the card, we go to the overs. And a little unusual card here with the overs tonight. I'm going to play some bigger numbers. And we start with Donovan Mitchell of the Cleveland Cavaliers over the 25.5 points at Dallas at the minus 125. So the Mavericks ranked 28th defending the position. They ranked 20th in field goal percentage allowed, 19th in points allowed, and 15th defending the three. Mitchell returned to the lineup on Sunday after battling an illness after the All-Star break. He played 36 minutes at Washington, just 4 of 10 shooting for 16 points. So that was low shot volume for a guy that averages over 20 attempts per game. I would expect things to be back to normal tonight. Mitchell is averaging 28.1 points per game. Prior to the All-Star break, he had gone over in 6 of 7 games. It's a favorable matchup tonight. So let's cheer for points. Give me the over with Donovan Mitchell of the Cavaliers over the 25.5 points at the minus 125. Next up on the card, it's DeMar DeRozan of the Chicago Bulls over the 23.5 points against Detroit at the minus 115. So the Pistons ranked 22nd defending the position. They ranked 27th in points allowed, 24th against the three. DeRozan is averaging 22.6 points per game of the season, 26.4 points per game in the month of February, going over this number in 7 of the last 8 games. 2 games against Detroit this season. Game number 1, 32 minutes, 7 of 13 shooting, going under with only 20 points. Game number 2, 37 minutes, 11 of 19 shooting, going over with 29 points. Let's get this one home early. It's tough to bank on late game minutes with blowout city potential, but let's do it. Give me DeMar DeRozan of the Chicago Bulls over the 23.5 points at the minus 115. Then the final prop on the card for me is Lauri Markkanen of the Utah Jazz over the 23.5 points at Atlanta at the minus 115. So the Hawks ranked 27th defending the position. They ranked 29th in points allowed, 29th in field goal percentage allowed, and 27th defending the three. Those are some good metrics to start an over handicap. Markkanen is averaging 23.4 points per game, right at this number, 22.8 points per game of the road this season, 22.9 points per game of the month of February. Once again, all numbers around this number. He had finished under this number in 5 consecutive basketball games prior to going over on Sunday, scoring 26 points against the Spurs. Good bounce back effort there. Markkanen had been struggling from the field. 5 of 14 shooting, 6 of 23 shooting, 6 of 15 shooting prior to the game on Sunday. I do expect a much better shooting effort tonight, given the Hawks' metrics on defense. Let's cheer for points again. Give me Lauri Markkanen of the Jazz over the 23.5 points at the minus 115. So let's recap your prop bet card for a Tuesday. My absolute best bet is Jalen Williams of the Thunder under the 19.5 points at the minus 105. I'm on DeAndre Ayton of the Blazers under the 16.5 points at the minus 115. I'm on Cade Cunningham of the Pistons under the 22.5 points at the minus 130. I'm on Jalen Brunson of the Knicks under the 30.5 points at the minus 110. I'm on Donovan Mitchell of the Cavaliers over the 25.5 points at the minus 125. I'm on DeMar DeRozan of the Bulls over the 23.5 points at the minus 115. I'm on Lauri Markkanen of the Jazz over the 23.5 points at the minus 115. So that's my prop card for a Tuesday. Enjoy the games. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cast some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.